Yes, it's time again to do this metal thing again, and time to have some fun this time around. What's going on with that little thing there? This is Stuart Held, and this is Basement Metal, and today we're doing Rockin' Covers number 8. That's right. In other words, cover music from other either original songs from artists or good covers by songs that you may have heard before and maybe know. Okay, today we're doing music from Styx, the Deltones, Dave Clark 5, Blue Suede, and Lulu, and a lot more. So in the meantime, let's do one from a band called Bauhaus. They did a good cover version of David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust, and we're going to play that one right now. Ziggy Stardust, Bauhaus, right here on Basement Metal.
Thank you.
tremolos right there on Basement Metal. And that was a cover of a Four Tops song called Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever. One before that was in 1967. The one before that was Cocaine, the original version by J.J. Cale. So we covered the last couple we did, Tremolos, Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever, and J.J. Cale, Bauhaus, right before that from 83, I believe that came out. That was a cover version of Ziggy Stardust, Stardust, originally done by that interesting person, Mr. David Bowie. This is Basement Metal, and we are doing rockin' covers today. We've done this before, and we keep finding other really interesting versions of songs, whether they're the original versions of stuff you've heard or really good, interesting covers of things you've heard before, you know, hits and things like that, or very popular album tracks, even some strange stuff we found. Anyway, let's move on with some more songs here. This one is from the Big Bang record by Styx. This was their cover album, and they did a lot of really good, interesting covers. We're going to do their version of the Lovin' Spoonfuls version, their hit Summer in the City, just done by Styx.
Some more. Come on, baby, let the good times roll.
Metal. Classic rock from the metal age.
There's a mercer rising up angry in the sky, and there's a few boys crying, we're not afraid to die. Let the old world make the lead. It's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape.
Just coming in now, sweet and strong. In a world that holds.
Basement Metal there, and that's a group I rarely would ever play on Basement Metal, but sometimes they deserve it because they have at least an album's worth of hard rock that you'd be surprised if you heard the tunes from them. You'd be like, whoa, they really can rock. That's actually the legendary Beach Boys. Beach Boys on Basement Metal? Well, that one, okay, today's an exception. We're doing rockin' covers, all right? They did a pretty good version of Stevie Wonder's I Was Made a Lover, and I thought it over, played it, and I thought, should I add that one to the show, one of these shows? I was going to add it to like the second or third show of rockin' covers, but I kind of kicked it down the street for a while, and I thought, while I'm getting this show together, yeah, well, let's do the Beach Boy one. What the hey, you know? It's only two and a half minutes or so out of your time hearing it. And at the end of the song there, they had the stuff that they, you know, the little doo-wop part that they edited out of the original version. The original version came out on their Wild Honey record back in 1967, so that's how old that song goes back. But this version, you can find, it's out of print, but you could probably find it on the internet. It's from the Beach Boys Rarities record, that's what it was called, 1983. It came out, a bunch of B-sides and some unreleased material that they had, that Capitol finally just, you know, from the vaults, put out as an album. And it's not bad stuff, this stuff. This record, actually. So, anyway, I Was Made a Lover. It's a Stevie Wonder version. They thought they would do covers. Hey, they also did a couple other covers, which maybe I will play on future shows. I'm not sure where. They did a version of The Box Tops, The Letter. And they also did With a Little Help from My Friends by The Beatles. That's right, they did. But they were good friends with The Beatles. And The Beatles really were influenced by The Beach Boys. Even Paul McCartney, at least, at one point, even thought the psychedelic music was started by Brian Wilson. Seriously, because Beatles were waiting for that Smile album that the Beach Boys didn't release for a number of years. It's released now, but they were waiting to hear what next the Beach Boys were going to do. And they made the Beatles got tired of waiting, so they were like, well, let's make our own Smile record. And you know what came out at that period? They made up the Sgt. Pepper record, just influenced by that Smile record by the Beach Boys that didn't come out at that time. So that's a piece of trivia you can talk about with your musical friends, okay? Anyway, Beach Boys stuff. Glad, right before that, the group turned out to be Red Wing, a country rock band in the 1970s. Glad had one record in late 68, and the song we played off that Glad record was the Max Frost and the Troopers cover, Shape of Things to Come. Max Frost version was from that Wild in the Streets movie from summer 68. One person from that Glad band went into two huge groups. Timothy Schmidt, he played for years in Poco, and then he jumped from Poco to the Eagles. Did you know that? Yeah, now you do. One before that was the Del Counts doing Let the Good Times Roll, the classic song from the early 60s, and Styx, Summer in the City, the old 11 Spoonful song. So that's your rundown of the last few songs here. This is Stuart Held manning the music, and hopefully you're enjoying some of the stuff you're hearing. We like to know that we're doing something right here, and we put in a lot of work before we ever record these shows. That's the honest to God truth, I'll tell you that. We love it. That's why we keep doing these shows. Okay, moving on here, we got a group from Sweden called Blue Swede, and this is from their second record called Out of the Blue, and they did a Velvet Underground cover. A lot of people know this from the Velvet Underground called Rock and Roll. Well, here's Blue Swede's version from 1975. Thank you.
you're such a smart guy, and I believe what you say. But who do you think you are, boy, to lead me on this way? Across my big grass bed.
basement metal right there. It's not quite metal, but it's a good version of it. The old My Baby Left Me, even Elvis did that, kind of an old blues song. Loggins and Messina from the Sylphine record that came out in 1975. And that one that's their cover album. And they actually did a whole bunch of old stuff, like Old Lonesome Me, I'm Moving On, Hello Mary Lou, even an Everly Brothers song, Wake Up Little Susie. What else do they cover off here? They did Splish Splash, A Lover's Question, You Can Never Tell, I Like It Like That, Sylphine, Honky Tonk Part 2, okay, the instrumental. Alrighty, so that's the whole rundown of the Sylphine record by Loggins and Messina. I thought I would tell you about that because it's right in front of me, okay? So, but I played that track for this this show. One before that was, speaking of the Everly Brothers, I played Lay Lady Lay, their version of a Bob Dylan song, and they did a very, very good version of that. From 1984 is when that came out. Lulu and the Knickerbocker song called Lies. Styx also did a great version of that, too. Then there was the Dave Clark Five doing Good Loving, which was made famous by the Young Rascals. I thought that they did the original version, but they did not. And I can't remember who the original version was. And I heard it not long ago when I was preparing this show, but I didn't quite catch it. So I can play that. Maybe down the road I will play the original version of Good Loving, but I have the Dave Clark version of it right in front of me too, and I thought, which one do I want to play? Let's just play the DC5 and get that one out of the way. Okay, so that's what we did. And Blue Suede, Rock and Roll, an old Velvet Underground song, and I think they did a very good version of it too, from the Out of the Blue record, 1975. This is Basement Metal doing rockin' covers. Hope you're enjoying at least something from this show. Okay, let's move on. The next one is, very rarely do I ever hear anyone cover Eagles songs. Nothing, really. Eagles have covered a couple here and there over the years. I mean, they did Seven Bridges Road, which I believe is a cover. Then they did David Blue's Outlaw Man, which was the original version of that, but Eagles did a great version of that. They've done a Tom Waits song, I guess, what was it, Old 45? And a couple more, I can't think of them right now, but I know they've done a few. Here's someone that actually covered a very famous hit by the Eagles in 1978, a studio band, which was done by like a Pickwick type group. They were calling themselves, what did they call themselves? Studio 78. Okay. Very, very dated, okay? Obviously, it came out in 78. There was a movie called FM that came out that year, and they covered some music that was actually from that movie soundtrack. It was a good movie, too. Anyway, let's do the Studio 78 version of the Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane.
She was turning green. 24 hours every day. Well, honey, my days and nights are lonely. I need your loving through the day. For hours every day.
Basement metal, but that's more basement rock, actually. That's the legendary Jackie DeShannon right there, and it's called It's Love Baby, 1964. Great cover of that song. Dusty Springfield right before that, Take a Piece of My Heart. Gee, where have we heard that before? Big Brother and the Beholding Company with this Janis Joplin female singer? Yeah, bingo, that's where that came from. Did you know that Janis Joplin and Big Brother were not the original? That was a cover. I forget her name right now, but it was an artist that put that song out originally in 1967 before Big Brother got a hold of it and they made their version of it. But they were the ones who made a hit, but Dusty Springfield was told to do a cover version of it, and she did. She was like, well, you heard it. So I played her version of it from 1969. The legendary Lonesome Train by Robert Gordon and Link Wray got together in 1978 to put that together. An obscure rock band from 1971 doing an Elton John song, Bad Side of the Moon by Tofat. They, I guess one of the guys in that band went into Uriah Heep after Tofat broke up. And Studio 78, Life in the Fast Lane, the old Eagles classic. Here we go again, Life in the Fast Lane. I guess that's Life in the Studio here. Let's do one more, and then we are going to definitely close it down for this show. But we have more songs. I am looking at the little stack here. Well, it's not so little, of more rock and covers we're going to present to you in at least definitely another future show. And if I can find more for a show after that, I will. Okay, so how many do we got? No, we can make it an even 10 shows. That's a good series. Okay, so let's do one more here. Let's go all the way back to, we're going to go back to 1963 on this one. And the guitar player on this is a guy named James Burton, and he influenced a lot of people. In fact, he influenced the guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he did pretty much all the guitar solos for this guy we're going to do. He did a really good version of the song Summertime. This is Ricky Nelson in the band. I know you're thinking, Ricky Nelson, the TV kid, teenage heartthrob from Ozzy and Harriet? Yes. Have you ever heard some of those album tracks from the Ricky Nelson records? You better play a few, because they are excellent. I was surprised, too. I thought, I'll get them at a dollar's worth, a lot of these Ricky Nelson records. No big deal. That was about 10 years ago. I got up a whole bunch of Ricky Nelson records, and when I went through them, I was like, what in the... This is almost metal for early 60s. Rockin' frickin' roll. I'm sorry. No, I didn't swear, people. But I'm telling you, there was some great stuff off the album covers, or the album covers, album tracks, albums, okay? So we're going to play you his version of Summertime with all his gang. Ricky Nelson takes the helm on this one.
Summertime. summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your dad is rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. You're gonna spread your wings and take to the sky. But until that morning, you know nothing gonna harm you. Cause your daddy and mommy, they're standing by.
There's Ricky Nelson and his gang doing Summertime, the old Gershwin song, rocking it up like no one could do before, okay? This is Basement Metal with their host, Stuart Held, and thank you for, joining us for another show of Basement Metal anyway. This is Rockin' Covers, a special edition of Basement Metal. Thank you for the station and staff. We all thank you for joining in and trying to see what we're going to be playing every week. Or whenever we can post a show these days, it seems. But anyway, we had another one for you. We'll try and come up with some more rockin' covers or rockin' originals, whatever we can come up with first, and present another show for you like this. It's a lot of fun. So thank you for joining us, everyone. Stay safe until the next time we meet again. Keep rockin'.